This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris. Senator John McCain campaigned in Virginia and North Carolina today, two states that haven't voted for a Democratic presidential candidate in decades, but where polls show Barack Obama is even with John McCain or slightly ahead. McCain, who's trailing Obama both in national polls and other key battleground states, acknowledged his underdog status today. NPR's Scott Horsley is traveling with the McCain campaign and joins us now from Wilmington, North Carolina. Scott, John McCain is campaigning in once reliably red states. Is the campaign feeling a bit nervous?
You're right, Michelle. It's not a good sign for a Republican candidate when he's having to spend time 3 weeks before the election in states like North Carolina or Virginia. But John McCain doesn't just acknowledge his underdog status. He seems to relish it. And he took delight today in giving supporters in Virginia what he called some straight talk.
We have 22 days to go. We're 6 points down. The national media has written us off.
McCain even went so far as to say that Senator Obama is measuring the drapes of the Oval Office.
But you know what they forgot? They forgot to let you decide. My friends, we've got them just where we want them.
And Senator McCain went on to say that this just means his supporters will have to work that much harder.
Scott, over the weekend, there were hints that we might hear some new economic proposals today, but in listening to that speech, there wasn't much.
No, there really wasn't. And, you know, this campaign has always been more about John McCain's biography than about any specific policy proposals, and they fell back on that today in a campaign rally near John McCain's first duty station in Norfolk, Virginia, where he talked about how he'd been fighting for the country since he was a midshipman in Annapolis at age 17. And he said what the country needs in a time of economic turmoil is a fighter. Now, that said, Steve Schmidt, the senior advisor to the campaign, did tell NPR this morning that there will be more economic ideas fleshed out as this week goes on.
Now, we heard John McCain at a rally earlier today. We're hearing a really sharp rhetoric there from the candidate in these campaign rallies. Do we expect to hear or see a much more aggressive tone in Wednesday's debate?
Michelle, the toughest rhetoric that we have heard both from Senator McCain and from Governor Palin has really not come at the rallies where they speak by themselves, but from the town hall meetings where they play off voters, and that's allowed John McCain and Governor Palin to get more aggressive. But that said, the supporters of John McCain have really been urging the candidate to take a more aggressive tone towards Senator Obama in these last few weeks of the campaign, and especially in the final presidential debate Wednesday night. Senator McCain has said he's heard that message, that he will take a more aggressive stance. Just yesterday, in a meeting with some volunteers who were working a phone bank in Virginia, Senator McCain said he was going to, quote, whip his opponents you know what.
That's NPR's Scott Horsley traveling with the John McCain campaign and speaking to us from Wilmington, North Carolina, where he's actually attending a John McCain rally. Scott, thanks so much.
Good to be with you.